Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. The pursuit of God is a journey. We're invited to travel its winding pathway in conversation with God, who is always with us. The challenge for each of us is that we may not always recognize God's presence. Another complicating factor is that once seemed so clear when I first determined to follow Jesus, becomes confused when faced with the realities of life's many changes. Here, two followers of Jesus begin their walk home to Emmaus, when an apparent stranger falls into step alongside them. They fail to recognize that this is Jesus, in part because they know Jesus has been killed and, like the disciples, have no experience and little expectation that Jesus has risen from the dead. One thing that I have had to learn is that God is indeed free from the constraints of mortal life and can intervene in unexpected and surprising ways. Again, Jesus does not immediately introduce himself, leaving it to these two followers to discover who he is, something which takes some considerable time. Having expressed their bitter disappointment at the way events had turned out, Jesus opens the scriptures to them and illustrates the story of salvation from its prophets. In honesty, whilst always taught that scripture is the word of God, I've often read its pages out of duty rather than with any expectation of meeting Jesus within them. I have listened and forgotten hundreds of well-intentioned sermons. My life for many years remained rooted in the culture and customs of my peers, Christian and non-Christian, rather than appreciating the countercultural nature of Scripture. In many ways, it was just one more philosophical book amongst the many I read. Only in more recent times have I begun to appreciate the potency of Scripture as God's living word. I now realize it offers the recipe for living a Christian life and for encountering God. Today I encounter God in its many pages, if at times I carry something away to wonder at and ponder upon. After years of coasting along as a Christian, today I've begun to act upon Scripture and respond to what I discover, allowing Jesus to accompany and open its truth to me, much as he did to these two followers. I've also taken to praying Scripture in search of deeper understanding of its truth, and to read carefully every day, not as duty, but in search of deeper companionship with Jesus, who is within it and beside me. As we enter into the God space today, how well do you get on with Scripture? Within its pages, the path that leads you to the Father's heart is laid out. The question you will always face is, can and will you respond and build your life upon Scripture? This is the way to deepen your friendship with God. Amen. Scripture is true, and I recognize that I'm invited to live by its tenets, even when I have to change my mindset and take lifestyle decisions that are costly. Now I look forward to your questions, comments and concerns. Write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk. And also visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. Join our growing Voice of Hope family and follow along with these daily meditations at home, in print or direct to your favorite mobile device. Join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.